This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately.
That was former U.S. President Donald Trump speaking Tuesday to supporters in Florida after he was arraigned in New York City court. Trump says he has not broken any laws and that the 34 charges against him are politically motivated, as he is a leading Republican Party candidate for the 2024 presidential election. A grand jury charged Trump with 34 offenses linked to his payoffs of two women with whom he allegedly had affairs. The charges say the payoffs were intended to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election by suppressing what could be viewed as negative information. Alan Lichtman, who teaches American history at American University in Washington, says although some commentators have characterized the New York charges as flimsy, they are far from trivial.
This was kind of the first maneuver back in 2016 that Trump made to illegally try to seize and keep power. A lot of these other things flowed from that.
Lichtman notes that Trump faces other serious investigations, including two by the U.S. Justice Department. One focuses on alleged efforts by Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The other focuses on classified documents Trump retained after leaving office. Todd Belt is a professor of political management at George Washington University. He says if Trump faces more severe charges, such as tax fraud or election tampering charges, or charges connected to the January 6th insurrection, it could make it more difficult for his supporters to say all of the charges against him are politically motivated. Despite Tuesday's arraignment in New York, Belt says Trump remains the GOP presidential front runner. Belt says hauling Trump before a judge in New York has only rejuvenated his base. The question now is, will the momentum he gained be enough to sustain him in the 2024 presidential race?
No, but Donald Trump knows he can always do something else to punch it back up again. He always has.
Alan Lichtman says the principle of no one is above the law stands for all democracies worldwide.
We cannot have one law for the ruler and another for the ruled. If that understanding is lost, the American democratic experiment and the freedom it guarantees is in jeopardy.
Trump took to Twitter on Wednesday to call on his fellow Republicans in Congress to slash funding for the U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Republicans in the past have supported robust funding for law enforcement and have criticized proposals from some in the Democratic Party in recent years to cut funding for local police departments. During his presidency, Trump backed spending increases for the Justice Department and the FBI. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.